You may be seated. I was invited to do the pastoral prayer in light of Wednesday night, our kind of worship night. There was a panel, and this panel was made up of you. It was us up here answering some questions, kind of giving a little bit of ourselves to our church family, and it got real. There was some vulnerability shared, and so in light of this, in light of Advent, we are waiting, we are anticipating, we're longing, we're aching for our Savior to come. We're singing about joy. This is the day of joy. Well, it's tomorrow. I'm gonna hold on to that. Tomorrow is joy. We're still anticipating, aren't we? We're kind of in both. We're holding both. And so on the other side of joy, well, actually before joy, I get to offer a pastoral prayer of lament. And so I kind of want to prepare our hearts to ache, to long for, to desire, to be restless without our Savior. So that's the posture. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, come to us. Come to us in our pain and in our grief and when life is unfair. Come to us in our sufferings and in our worries when nothing goes right. Come to us in our weaknesses, in our frustration, in our sadness, in our sorrows. Lord, be with us. Be with us in our hospital bed among beeping machines and fluorescent lights that are too bright. Be with us in our lonely homes, the ones brimming with activity and laughter now, filled with memories that hang on walls and linger on fireplace mantles. Be with us at night as we toss and turn, unable to find the right position that will melt away the anxiety of parenthood. Lord, draw near. Sit next to us as we try to figure out what to do and where to go after high school. Let us lean against you as we dream and wonder if he or she will say yes to a date. Place your hand on our shoulder as when we're let go and we have to venture forth into new employment, uncertain if we have the wherewithal to start over again. Hold our hand as we try to explain to our aging parents that life has to work differently now. Lord, turn your face to meet our face. We look to you for peace when our stinker of a child reminds us that we're not in control. Turn your face to us as a gentle, understanding smile slowly forms on your face. We look to you for comfort when unexpected sickness lingers and it actually takes a turn for the worse. Turn your face with eyes that well up with tears. We look to you when the tornado touches down and when sudden death in our family and friends collapses our world. Turn your face to us with compassion. Jesus, see me and know me in the deep places. Know my fears. You know why I am sad. When I have to pick up the pieces of a fractured life. Understand that I am lonely and scared. I'm frightened of what tomorrow may bring. Familiarize yourself with my pains, with the pain of my soul, and what angers me, and what is too much for me to bear. Jesus, we lament. I lament. There is no hope. There is no joy apart from you. There's no light. There's no warmth without your presence. There's no truth. There's no vitality without your voice. There's no peace. There's no comfort without your touch. We lament, for there is much in our lives that cause us to worry, that cause unrest, that cause us hurt and pain, grief and sorrow. We can't make everything right again. We can't find our way back to the garden. We lament in no small part because we cannot pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We feel helpless. We're fragile and we're weak, if we're honest. We can't change ourselves, not really, not how we really long for. And we certainly can't change our loved ones, no matter how many bad decisions they make. And so we cry out to you. Like little babies that mothers try to hush during church service. We cry out to you with piercing shrieks and guttural wails, with faces red and bodies rigid with tension. Gasping for breath, we make our desires and longings known to you, inarticulate as they are. We need you to come to us. We need you to be with us. We need you to draw near. We need you to turn your face to meet our face. We need you to gaze into our eyes and to know us. Lord, we need you to lament with us and to hear our cries. Jesus, we need you. And all God's people say, amen.